Just before we launch statewide on this Tuesday on 19 stations at Michigan receives probation, show cause penalty stemming from NCAA investigation into recruiting violations. One coach didn't agree to everything. I assume that's Harbaugh. That hasn't been reported, just my opinion. Anthony Broom is with the Wolverine.com. They have coverage on this story. So, you know, Anthony, when you got wind of this story today, when you read through at least what's been reported, what are your thoughts from Ann Arbor?
Yeah, I mean, certainly not nothing, but it essentially comes down to what is a slap on the wrist. Now, again, it's for the COVID-19 recruiting violations. It's not tied into SignGate. It's a totally different investigation that we expect to go on for some time here still. And who's to say what comes from that at this point? But, you know, at the end of the day, when you look at the things that they'll face for, you know, some of the stuff they were accused of during COVID, you know, watching guys work out via Zoom and, you know, the whole burger stuff. A lot of it seems like it's things that have been self-imposed already. You know, they held back on visits the first few weeks of the season. You know, the national signing days, they weren't really participating much in that from a program perspective in terms of announcing guys on social media. You know, a couple show causes in there. I assume that Jim Harbaugh is probably going to get one of those, but it seems like this is a deal that kind of was cut with Michigan and the NCAA as opposed to, you know, having its former head coach involved. So, you know, what he has to deal with, I'm not sure yet. But at the same time, you know, I think this is ultimately probably a good thing to just kind of move on from this matter and then see what comes of, you know, the sign stuff when that drops.
They said in the story, at least what I read from CBS Sports, that one coach didn't agree to the deal, and we'll handle that on an individual basis, or it remains open, however it was phrased. Have they identified that coach yet? My thought when I read it initially was that the Harbaugh had said all along he didn't mislead him. I didn't think all of a sudden he's going to admit he did. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. What are you hearing?
I think it's pretty heavily implied that it is him.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, his lawyer comes out and makes a statement today that said that Harbaugh's response to the notice of allegations never went public, and he's not sure it ever will go public. So, again, I don't know. He's from the start, he's a guy that will fight to the bitter end, you know, if he's accused of doing something wrong. Now, whether he actually did it or not, or what he did was wrong or not, I guess that's going to be for him to deal with the NCAA now. You know, certainly served a 3-game suspension for it already. At the beginning of the season. And again, he's not coming back to college football anytime soon. So really at this point, you know, you don't want to chuck him under the bus, so to speak. But you know, him not being part of this deal that was made, it's kind of, you know, between him and the NCAA now, whatever they rule on.
All right. And speaking of ruling on, and this doesn't involve the Connor Stallions and the allegations, they're assigned stealing and breaking rules. Has there been any update on who was on that sidelines with CMU football in the MSU football game last fall? That story was hot and heavy, and it was like once Michigan beat Penn State, once they beat Ohio State, really, it kind of went away. What are you hearing anything about Connor Stallions and that story connected to Michigan, and also the allegations that was Connor Stallions on the sidelines in CMU coaches' gear?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, you know, every once in a while, you know, we'll do the cursory check-in, and not a whole lot has changed. I mean, there's no other evidence that links any other coaches at Michigan to the sign-stealing stuff. As far as the sideline at Michigan State, I mean, I know what I think I know happened, but, you know, they, for the life of them, I check in every once in a while with some folks up in Mount Pleasant. Like, no one's talking. The NCAA has been through a few times. They can't figure it out, so I don't know. For the life of me, I don't know what's going to happen with that because for whatever reason, they can't seem to get to the bottom of it. So yeah, it's been odd. So many things about last year were odd. At this point, I have no idea what happens with that because no one's talking, no one's saying anything. So you can't, I don't know if the NCAA can make anyone sit down and take a polygraph or anything like that. They're not a investigative bureau or they're not the police. So I ultimately don't think much more is going to come of that.
Anthony, you've been to a lot of stadiums on the sidelines back in the day at CMU, now the Wolverine.com and other places you've worked. I've been on a lot of sidelines. I will say this right now, even at the high school level, getting on, and now you get to the D1 level, getting on the sidelines is like crossing over to Canada to go on a trip or coming back home. It's not easy. I am flat out stunned that it's not very simple to say who this was or why they were there. I'm telling you, I go back to when it first broke. I said, this will be 2 days, a day. They'll have a list. They'll have a pass list. They have cameras everywhere. I mean, ironically, when it's into filming and everything, nobody can figure out on film who that guy is. It's crazy.
Well, I'll just say this, you know, gosh darn it. There are so many college football issues and that should be at the top of the list to figure out because God, there's nothing else going on in college.
Well, and now that gets to the point where I dropped an opinion earlier that the Michigan story is leading CBS sports coverage, that it's 4 minor violations. The only major violation is the school agreeing with the NCAA that Harbaugh misled them, which Harbaugh has vehemently denied. We're looking at NIL money exchanging hands, NIL money being listed on a value on a recruit. And Michigan's getting hammered, or we're still trying to figure out who was on the sidelines in the Connor Stallions drama. That's my point here, that the selective enforcement of the NCAA is why they have zero credibility. Zero.
I can't disagree with any of that. It's again, and I've said this from the very start with you when we've talked on here, is that with the sign stuff, with the recruiting violations, I can't sit here and pontificate that Michigan didn't do anything wrong. Like, you're not part of an investigation if you didn't do anything wrong. You know, you don't have these types of, you know, punishments come down if there wasn't some sort of wrongdoing. But at the same time, it's, you know, I hesitate to do the point the finger, look at what else is going on elsewhere, but it just seems there's so much that's happened, that's gone on, that I don't know why.
Amen.
Listen, you take your punishment and you go on, but hey, this is kind of nuts.
It is what it is. I mean, Michigan caved to him last year when they suspended Harbaugh. I got to get to a network time on Anthony. Always appreciate your honesty and your own opinions. Thank you. Okay?
All right. Thank you for having me.